Wonderful day to you all, and welcome to Crisis Aviator, critical intervention for small business in big trouble. And I am your host, Hunter Mariano. Now, we all have crisis, we all have problems in life and in business. Today, we're here with Patrick Redig, who, in fact, you are an aviator, aren't you? You fly an airplane.
Yes, in my job, I need to get there right away. It's a 911 call all the time.
Yeah, you know, I bet there are businesses out there right now thinking, if only I could call 911 for my business. Well, to our listeners, this is your guy, and he's here to teach us about how to get better perspective and more effective navigation. So thank you for joining our podcast. Now, a little more about Patrick. Patrick is the CEO of the Redig Corporation, which serves businesses in need of financial turnaround. Business in crisis, really. Today, we are going to dive right into a topic that we are all familiar with, but we've never heard it discussed quite the way you'll hear it today. For a long time, we've heard about work-life balance. Many families are challenged by a father's absence from home due to work. There's even the expression that's been coined, he's married to his work. Patrick is teaching us today about this challenge of balancing work and family that plagues all business owners and the solution that he calls everything is everything. So let's dive right into it. Patrick, what is the meaning of what you've termed everything is everything?
Well, everything is everything because if you want to succeed in life, it's important that you are consistent with those people that are in your life. Otherwise, everybody gets mixed signals, mixed messages, so on and so forth. And what I'll be talking today, primarily, I'm talking about relationships, including your spouse, marriage, a situation like that. But before I do that, I think it's important that I profile the normal things that come with a turnaround, that so that we can have at least a basic start. You know what I mean? The actual business problems that come up.
Sure.
Cash flow is an issue, of course. And when I first get to somewhere, to a company that's in trouble, I say things along the lines of, let's get back to your core customers before you got a little bit too big for yourself and you started growing too fast, which is what generally happens. Let's get back to the core customers that got you started. Let's get into the idea of staying inside of our receivables, not spending more money than we make. Let's stop trying to borrow money to fix the problem. Such things like that. Let's contact our creditors and negotiate with them. Because if we go out of business, nobody gets paid. So let's try to negotiate the situation and cut back to cash positive.
Mm. Yeah, cutting back to cash positive is, I mean, family and business. I could see how that would work in both worlds because, I mean, if you start spending more than you make, you got some trouble coming your way.
Very, very good. Naturally, when I say those things, people would say to me, well, duh, you know, duh. And I would say, well, duh, you haven't done it, you know, and that's why we're in trouble. But I feel that the people that I work for are the heroes of America. They're the backbone of America. They're taxpayers. They're trying to get by. They're the entrepreneurs. The magic of small business is in America. It's wonderful that we all try to run our own businesses, and we try to serve the community. So when it comes to everything is everything, it's important for me to talk about how you are as a person. When you're out there in the field and you're trying to get money, people like to know that you're honest and that you believe in your product and in yourself. And it starts, oddly enough, at home with your spouse. You know, it's important to note that today I'm talking about it from a man's perspective. We have many women CEOs, but today, like I said, I want to focus on a man's perspective, what the Mr. thinks, what the Mrs. thinks in a marriage. Everything is everything. How are you going to get a loan from a bank if you're actually lying to your wife? How can you go home and say, hey, baby, it's the man, the myth, the legend here, and I have sort of refied the house. The credit cards are maxed. I've lost the car, and I'm going to file bankruptcy.
Right.
Am I hot or what? It just doesn't fly. However, it's important that your spouse and you are a unified front. Being honest with your spouse, if you can be honest at home, you can be honest out in the field. Now, I'm going to talk about being discerning in just a minute, but first of all, to be a man, there are not very many men in the world. I got to tell you, I meet a lot of boys, a lot of guys, but I don't meet a lot of men. Men accept responsibility, and they tell the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. Now, I want to be clear on this stuff, Hunter. I mean, are you tracking me? You're married, and you have a good marriage, and I know your wife. She's a wonderful woman, and if you got into trouble and didn't tell her, what would she say?
Well, she wouldn't be too happy. But along those lines, I want to ask you this question. Some people say family first. Well, I'd say most people would say family comes first. Some people would say business comes first. I think you're introducing us to maybe a new concept of business and family first. Well, the question is, how can business and family both be first? Does the business need to come first in order to take care of the family?
Well, balance is the key. And of course, I face that all the time. And the arguments that I have just become circular and very unproductive, you know, because people do need to spend time with the family. But they also need to work out. They also need to eat correctly. They also need to be aware of current events and what's going on in the community. So I start with marriage because marriage goes from that relationship of honor and honesty to honor and honesty with your employees, honor and honesty with the bank, with the IRS, with your suppliers. It is very important to be able to know how to tell the truth, but you got to be able to tell the truth. You got to know the truth up front. And if you're eating incorrectly, you're not sleeping, you're not taking care of your family, you're not talking to your wife, you're not honest with your employees, you're lying to the bank, you're lying to the IRS, you're not going to be a healthy dude when it comes time when the rubber meets the road and you have to really provide a service for not only your wife and your family, but your customers and your employees.
Yeah, you mentioned truth, which reminds me of, you know, off the air we were talking about, you had me put my hands up like and kind of shape a triangle, and you said each point to picture body, mind, and spirit. And you said picture, I think you said a lens in the middle where there is knowledge and wisdom. And when it's all working correctly, we can focus in on that and we see the truth. But then you said something really interesting. You said, not only do we see the truth, but the truth will see us.
You got to take us through that again.
Let's look at a triangle as a frame, like a frame on a wall, right? Something that holds a picture. Only instead of holding a picture, let's hold a lens. So, and if that frame is tight enough around it, is in good order, that lens is clear. It's focused and you can see the truth better. So when it's hard to work out when you're stressed. It's hard to work out when to get up in the morning all happy and chippy and go out and ride your bicycle or go to the gym or, you know, it's hard to do those things. It's hard to eat right. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to read. It's hard to feed your mind, to feed your body and your spirit, those things. We have to do the things. We are an organic body. We have to do the things that take care of that body or it doesn't work right. Your mind cannot get oxygen if you're not moving. The blood that moves brings oxygen to your brain. I know it sounds nuts because when you're busy and you're trying to fix a company, no, everybody's like, I don't have time to do this stuff. I don't got to read anything. You have to take a few minutes. I'm not talking about half the day. I got clowns that tell me, you told me to balance. So, you know, like the bank is coming down on me and the IRS is auditing today. I think I'm going to go golfing.
Right.
You know, that's not what I'm talking about. That's a kooky guy, you know. I'm talking about taking the time in the morning to prepare the right power drink that you need. Taking a good solid walk, only minutes, so that your mind is working. Now, when you do that, if you can picture, if you're balanced like that, suddenly it's easier for you to see the truth, to see more options, if you will. When you go to your wife or the banker, as we're saying, the characters that I'm talking about right now, it's clearer for you. You are clearer to tell them where you're at.
Oh, and they see you clearly too.
That's what you were talking about.
Yes.
When you are that clear, when you are courageous enough to do the right thing, people see you. They see the truth in you. Not only do you see the truth of where you are and what you have to do, but people see you. They see the truth in you. So it is important to balance along with owning up to what needs to be done, which is what I call the list.
The list.
The list. When there is IRS, bank, employment tax, sales tax, income tax, employees that haven't been paid, you, your house upside down, charge cards maxed, you have to take it one at a time. You have to negotiate the credit cards. You have to call the IRS, tell them where you are. You have to ask for terms that you can deal with. You have to go back to your core customers and say, dude, I got a little out of my league. I got a little too far ahead of myself, and I'm sorry. I want to get things back in order. I want to do the right thing. I want to get business back with you. Get back to your core customers. Live inside of the money that you're making and stop, if you can, borrowing money. Does that mean get up in the morning and go play basketball or go? Well, it means that there is only so many minutes in a day. Make sure that in those minutes, you take some minutes to do some exercise, to eat correctly, and to discuss the issues of what you're planning to do today with your spouse. That is called respect.
Mm. Everything we do is like a cause and effect relationship, which ties right into your term. Everything is indeed everything. Now here's a question. We live in a day and age where we're swimming in a pool of information. We have it in our pockets. We have a supercomputer in our pockets that we can pull out and actually ask it to answer a question for us. But now my question to you is, with all this information at our fingertips, how do we navigate through it? I know information and knowledge, you talked about knowledge. Those are two different things, knowledge and information. What is information without knowledge?
Junk.
Yeah. Share with us junk. What you were talking about.
Well, the correct knowledge. You need the correct knowledge because business is in trouble. They don't have another 48 hours. They don't have another 3 weeks or another month or another 2 months. They need the correct information right now. They need it right now. And without correct information, not only is there failure, but you don't really get a chance to enjoy the wisdom of it because nothing happens. If you get the wrong information, you just have more chaos, more failure, more disruption in your life when you're trying to do the right thing. But when you're trying to do the right thing, like I said, you always go back to what you know. Well, like I say, your very best thinking so far has got you in this mess. Your very best thinking, because you love what you do. You love your business. You love your life. You want it to stay the same. And your very best thinking got you here. You need new information, some wisdom from other people's historical evidence, from people who have already learned. They come to the table with wisdom. I come to the table with years of experience of helping people that are in trouble. And as I said, heroes that are in trouble. But at this time, you certainly don't feel like a hero. You certainly don't feel like the man, the myth, the legend. You're certainly embarrassed by the things that are happening. But I got to tell you, for those men out there that accept responsibility, this is the best time of your life. This is where you learn the power inside of you.
Huh. And everything really does connect, doesn't it? You know, the body, the mind, the spirit, the business and the family. Actually, going back to the question on whether business or family comes first, what you're telling me, I think, is that they are one and the same. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I didn't hit that point good enough. The power inside of you is your family. And the power that you are given, the gift that we have in strong family, if your family is strong, you have a better chance of fighting the trials, the Colosseum floor in business. And when business is doing good, the family is happy. And when family is happy, the business is doing good. But when the business is doing bad, you draw your power from family. You draw your power from family. And if you're lying to the family, well, I think we've said enough about that. The power of love is unending, man. It's unending. So why do we hide from it? Let's take it straight up. The first place of counsel is family. The first place of counsel is family. So it stands to reason, right? You're going to do a little bit better at the office when things are okay at home. And things are going to be a little bit better at home when you're carrying out the list, even when it's a tough time. When you're carrying out the plan that you've agreed upon, the family, Mr. and Mrs. have agreed on, when you're carrying out that list, things are going to be better at home.
Well, hey, thank you, Patrick. And that will end our podcast for today on Everything is Everything. And thank you to our listeners. You can find Patrick and his business, which serves small businesses all over the country, at www.theredigcorporation.com. Thank you for joining us.